USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden is still intent on serving another 4 years in the White House, if given the chance, although he hasn't made it official yet.
Biden told ABC News before he launches a new presidential campaign,
"My intention is hasn't been from the beginning to run, but there's too many other things I have to finish in the near term before I start a campaign."
Biden has not announced any official plans, but has previously said he intends to run for a second term. First Lady Jill Biden indicated last week he's ready to formally launch a re-election bid very soon. I'm Dave Collins.
The chair of the Republican National Committee says they need to have unity for the sake of the country. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Ronna McDaniel said she's focusing on defeating President Biden next year.
"I think it's kind of a no-brainer, right? If you're going to be on the Republican National Committee debate stage asking voters to support you, you should say, I'm going to support the voters and who they choose as the nominee."
McDaniel said before GOP candidates can take part in the first primary, they will most likely have to sign a pledge to support whomever gets the nomination. The latest now from East Palestine, Ohio, where officials held a briefing on Sunday. Ohio EPA Director Ann Vogel said all of the rail cars from the February 3rd train derailment have been removed from the site, allowing investigators to move forward.
"We can now excavate additional contaminated soil and begin installing monitoring wells."
The EPA says the air quality is normal in the community. At least 59 people are dead after a wooden boat carrying migrants broke apart on rocks off Italy's coast. Reports say dozens were rescued and up to 150 people were aboard the vessel. The Department of Energy has concluded that the COVID-19 pandemic likely came from a laboratory leak in China. However, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told CNN on Sunday that there's no definitive answer on the origins of COVID. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
"We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get and as fast as possible?"
So yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot, but as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The once-in-a-lifetime storms that hit Southern California this weekend are taking a bite out of the state's production of almonds.
About 80% of the world's supply of almonds are grown right here in the Central Valley.
Farmers in California's Central Valley know that rain and hail can be extremely detrimental to their crops. One farmer tells CBS 8 in San Diego the weekend's winter cold snap came at one of the worst possible times.
"We don't usually get the very cold weather here. It's very unprecedented for us."
Cold temperatures mean fewer bees pollinating almond flowers, which is a critical part of production. The blooming season usually lasts just 2 weeks. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Sports news. The Padres are dealing out another big contract for their star third baseman. ESPN reports San Diego is finalizing an 11-year extension worth $350 million with Manny Machado. The new contract will keep Machado with the Padres through 2033. Kyle Busch is celebrating a NASCAR Cup Series win at the Pala Casino 400 in Fontana, California. The number 8 car started in the 21st spot as Busch leapfrogged the competition to take home his first win as a member of Richard Childress Racing. At the Screen Actors Guild Awards tonight, Jamie Lee Curtis and Kiwi Kwan winning supporting acting honors for Everything Everywhere All at Once, a film that is one of the favorites at the Oscars in 2 weeks. Sally Field was given a SAG Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.